October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and organisations are preparing activities to raise awareness of our mental health. South Australians also will be a part of this month, and there's a lot of activities to promote good mental health. The Y's in Chen Li found out more.
World Mental Health Day is celebrated on October 10th each year. The first World Mental Health Day was held in 1982 to promote mental health education, awareness, and advocacy worldwide. Each year, countries around the world prepared rich and thoughtful activities for Mental Health Day, including publicity, shooting videos to promote mental health, and more. Executive Director of the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia, Jeff Harris, says October is best to speak about mental health.
Mental Health Month is a period where we talk about mental health, we do things to improve our mental health, and this month the theme is connect with community.
Mr. Harris says connecting through the community can help to improve our mental health.
In terms of connecting with community, what we're encouraging people to do is to reach out to those who could be isolated, feeling lonely or facing tough challenges, because by connecting with each other, we can support each other's well-being as well as our own. In terms of what community is, well, community could be people who live around us, people who share our interests or even have shared experiences. Could be a physical space, could be online. But wherever we find our community, being part of it can create a positive impact on our mental health and well-being, and give us a sense of belonging and connectedness, and that improves our quality of life.
There will be relevant activities in South Australia the community can attend.
So with the events, there's a range of things that they aim to do. So some of them are events like the Mindshare Group Exhibition, which is basically an exhibition of people's artworks, so people with lived experience who've created artwork. It's an opportunity for them, their family, and other members of the community to see them displayed. There's also Wallace Cinemas is hosting a special screening of a movie that has relevance for mental health. We've got the Festival of Now in Light Square, which is a range of things but includes a lot of information about different services and options for help. We've got AdMental, which is about mental health promotion work and loosely based on the Gruen Transfer TV show, which is about advertising and trying to create an ad that sells a certain aspect of mental health, and lots of other events that are around just people getting together and thinking and talking about mental health.
Some events will bring positive messages.
In terms of achievements of events in Mental Health Month, I think probably that the main achievement is how many people actually participate, but also some of the events are just outstanding in terms of the talent and the messages. So, for example, one of the events this year called Laughter is the Best of Meds, and that'll be at the Arkabar Hotel this year, which is a much bigger venue than we've normally had. And so we're hoping to fill that venue. But the comedians that come along, there's some that are reasonably well established, but others are just starting out. It's great to hear the range sort of ideas and topics that people tackle and want to communicate about.
And one of them will pay tribute to the healthcare sector.
Another great event in the month is AdMental, which will be at Bonython Hall on the 20th of October. And the host of that will be Nurse Georgie. And this year, basically, the emerging creatives are tasked with creating a social media video that looks at supporting the mental health of our frontline emergency workers. And so that's a really topical issue, I think, moving into the bushfire season. Yeah, hopefully people can find an event or two or three or ten that they would like to go to and come along. We'd love to see you.
Mr. Harris says it's critical to find what makes us stressed to maintain mental health.
Maintaining good mental health starts with thinking about it. So that's one of the key themes about Mental Health Month. So thinking about what makes you feel better and what things maybe make you feel more stressed or not so good about yourself. And looking at the balance in your life, making efforts to do more of things that make you more well. So it really starts with understanding yourself, because what might work for you may be different for me. So each person needs to understand themselves and what helps make them well and maintain their well-being. The best place to get more information about the event in Mental Health Month is on our website. So it's mhcsa.org.au/mental-health-month. That's the best place to find information.
That was Executive Director of Mental Health Coalition of South Australia, Jeff Harris, speaking with The Wire's Zin Chen Li.